Hi everyone, welcome to the Highbury Hangout podcast. In today's episode, we'll be talking all about the Champions League game against Bayern Munich. So obviously, just to set the scene, Bayern came into this in some red hot form with some amazing games, having not lost since October. They're also second in the Frauen Bundesliga. Arsenal, in comparison, I think we're definitely finding our feet since our big bout of injuries and the loss of Viv and Beth. And I think we're hugely been boosted by the Conti Cup win. But obviously not on paper looking as strong as Bayern at the minute. Although overall, I think we put in a really good showing. However, unfortunately, we obviously lost 1-0. But it's all to play for at the Emirates on Wednesday. Tickets are still available, so come on down. Having said that, let's jump into a kind of match recap and then we'll look at a bit more analysis and other news from Arsenal later on. The home team were really quick off the mark with two shots in the opening 2 minutes as they really strangled our midfield, which is obviously something we're not massively used to seeing when Kim Little and Leovolti are both on the pitch and fit together. But after the initial bout of pressure, Arsenal did really start to come more into the game. As we grew into the game, I think Caitlin Ford started to really impress and she actually had the first shot, which struck a Bayern player in the box, but despite many calls, the referee played on. After this, Ford was down the left wing again, but the final touch was a bit too strong and Blackstenius struggled to get her header goalwards, but she did get her head to it. Probably our best chance of the first half actually came from a really good pass from Leah Williamson. There was a tangle of shots from Blackstenius and Frieda Mornum, but was eventually saved by Bayern's goalie. So as you can see, we did really start to build quite quickly into our attacking game and it was a lot more kind of Arsenal-esque. Unfortunately though, in the final 20 minutes, Bayern just absolutely dominated us and it was Lea Schüler who had a fair few attempts and eventually headed one home just before the break. Our second half performance was really impressive though. Caitlin Ford continued with a great attempt and output, but in the 50th minute, her attempt on goal was stopped by the post. Again, it was probably one of the closest of the game. The team were working really hard and I thought we finally had the equaliser. After a free kick from Frieda Mornum, met by Rafa, followed by an absolute scramble in front of goal, but ultimately Bayern cleared it just off the line. Bayern continued to have a few spells, but the next real attempt on goal was definitely by Arsenal, so we continued to be unlucky though, as there was yet another scramble in front of goal, which ultimately hit a back pass to Bayern's keeper, and the whole team appealed, including Jonas Eidevall on the sidelines, but ultimately nothing was given. The team kept going, definitely didn't get their heads down, but unfortunately we couldn't make it level. I do think a draw probably would have been the fairest of the result just based on performance of both sides. Interestingly though, all of the games of the first leg were 1-0. It's now all down to our game at the Emirates on Wednesday, like I said, so let's keep our fingers crossed. I do think if we go into it how we ended the first leg, we have a huge chance to get through. We know that already 15,000 tickets have been sold for the home game, but obviously there's still some left to have, so let's keep pushing. But if you obviously can't make it, then it will be on DAZN as per usual for free, 8 p.m. kickoff UK time. So not for the first time in the Arsenal's Champions League games, there's a little bit of controversy. Obviously the first time, the big one, was definitely all about Ajax and the size of the goals. This time round, there was a lot of discussion about the standard of refereeing and also the technology available. So there was no goal line technology in use in the first leg because at this stage of the competition, it's actually optional. The home club has to contract the approved goal line technology service and it's also Bayern that would have to bear the cost of that decision. So, interestingly, it will be in use in the second leg at the Emirates. In that case, obviously, Arsenal will be the ones who will be bearing the cost. The annoying thing definitely comes from the fact that the technology was in use elsewhere. So, for example, at Chelsea's away game to Lyon. Bayern's manager, Alexander Strauss, said that he was unable to explain why it wasn't in use in his post-match press conference, given that he was not asked this question, so obviously we can assume that this decision was taken by the Bayern Munich board, but he did say that he would request it at the Emirates, and this is something Jonas Eidevall has already confirmed to be in use. In Jonas's post-match press conference, he spoke about the fairness of it, and also at the fact that it is this high level of competition, and why wasn't it in use. For me personally, I agree with Jonas because the system will only benefit both teams. There's never a situation where that's going to be a disadvantage or an advantage to a certain side. The better the technology, the better the refereeing standards, the better the game will be, both in terms of that 90 minutes and also how widely respected it is. And while in all honesty, I can't say whether the ball went in, I'm kind of leaning towards the ball didn't go in one of the big scrambles in front of goal, if I'm honest. But the point is, there wouldn't be any questions or doubts if we had that technology. And I just think, why wouldn't you want to know? Now, the next situation was that VAR was obviously in use at this game. However, there wasn't a huge amount of communication, whether there was a check being taken or not. There wasn't, as we are used to, if people watching, you know, like the Premier League, the men's game. So that was a little odd in my opinion. So the first thing to address is Raffaele's shirt being pulled. That couldn't be checked by VAR because it wouldn't have been in its relationship to a potential goal. It didn't stop the goal itself, if that makes any sense. So it would have been more of a free kick decision. And then because the referee didn't blow the whistle to say, yes, that was a too much of a shirt pull, for example, then the VAR couldn't get involved. However, VAR not getting involved with the back pass for me was a really big mistake in terms of just like the standard of refereeing, and it was just very, very visible in my opinion. If it wasn't visible to the referee, it was probably visible to the lines person, which quite surprised me. And finally, in terms of Caitlin Ford's shot on goal, which I believe was a handball, I know it's really easy to say, oh, well, she's the Arsenal fan, so of course she thinks that was a handball. I think if you watch it, especially from the perspective of the goalkeeper's point of view, so looking towards Caitlin Ford's shot on target, well, on goal, we don't know if it would have been on target. I just think you can tell how much her arm lifts, and for me then that's not in a natural position if you're having to move it in that manner for the ball. Beth Mead actually kind of weighed in on Twitter about this because there was a penalty given in another game, and in my opinion the handball didn't look as sure as the other one. And then I think this is where this conversation of consistency comes into the standard of refereeing. Now, kind of breaking it down into some more stats, we can see that Bayern had 51% of the possession to Arsenal's 49%. Bayern had 15 attempts, whereas Arsenal had 25, but both teams had 3 on target. There was also over 90,000 people tuned in to DAZN's broadcasting, which is obviously amazing, plus the 20,000, just under 20,000 that were in attendance. Really good showing for the game. Now, something that I noticed was that when Pullover came on, we switched Maritz to RB and then McCabe to LB, and I think that worked really well. It was good to see some fluidity in the game, and I do think that also is an example of how Arsenal are finding their feet again. I think we're finding it easier to move into different positions with a bit more ease, and also just kind of knowing more innately where to be. Although she didn't win player of the match, I think Caitlin Ford had an absolute standout game. So just looking at some of the things she did, she had 4 chances created, which was the most in the match. And then she said had 7 of 8 successful dribbles. She had 10 ground duels won, and she also made 6 recoveries. So some pretty impressive stats. One of the final things I want to also add in regards to the refereeing decisions is the fact that yesterday the ball was not actually in play in the second half for about 16 minutes, but then there was only 3 minutes of added time, which, let's be real, is a bit of a joke. And I think all the more frustrating given that Arsenal were definitely finding their feet as the game went on. Now, taking a step back for a moment, one of the positives that I would say is a bit more long term is if we compare this game to the last time we were at this stage in the Champions League, so against Wolfsburg, I think we played masses better, both in terms of how we executed the game plan and how we carried on going when we let the goal in. There was still all that unity in the team, and overall, I just think the style of play was a lot stronger, and we still carried on playing like the Arsenal way. Whereas when we played Wolfsburg, they just absolutely smothered our midfield. And while in the first half, I definitely think we were a little bit worried that was happening. And again, I think we kind of worked our way around it. There was still a lot of positives once we kind of got past that, if that makes any sense. So obviously we can't speak to what's going to happen at the Emirates, but overall I feel a lot more confident obviously going into the Emirates game than I did the second leg last season. Now, finally, let's just get into some news, Arsenal news. Basically, one of the biggest things surrounding Arsenal at the minute has, of course, been Steph Catley's injury. The biggest update we actually had more recently was from the Matildas team to Australia, and they essentially said that they're going to send some physios while they are playing England, so they'll be in the UK soon, and that they think she'll be out, obviously, for the international break, and then quite a few weeks. However, then Tim Stallman of Arsblog asked in a press conference today, so today's date is Friday the 24th of March, and Jonas seems a bit positive, says that he doesn't think it will be a season-ending injury. So, fingers crossed, she'll be back. I still think she's going to miss quite a few games, but hopefully she'll be back for at least the last few, just to get us across the line, which is really important. Now, looking ahead to the next leg, obviously, we play Tottenham, which in terms of it being a North London derby is obviously really big. But in terms of, I think, the difficulty of the game, it's not as big of an issue. You know, they do have Bethany England now, so it is a bit more of a threat in front of goal than they've had previously. But we have quite literally always beaten Spurs. Whereas in comparison, Bayern Munich play a huge game. They play Wolfsburg, and whoever wins that will go top of the table in the Frauen Bundesliga. So arguably they have a bigger toll of a weekend going into our game. So I think it will definitely be interesting to kind of keep up to date with what's going on in Germany. In the meantime, of course, there is a preview up on thehighburyhangout.com, so my website, all about the North London Derby and what to expect. And then, of course, there'll be another podcast episode about what happened in that game. But yeah, I think there is a much bigger focus on the week's game. If you are travelling to the North London Derby, please double check all of the lines that are not open, the strike action, just because it's going to make it a little bit more difficult to get there. But hopefully all will be well. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you soon.